Beyond vibe coding. Vibe coding is about asking artificial intelligence to add a feature to a program and then only checking if it works without comprehending the code. I tried it once and I discovered that AI placed a data transformer at the end of the place where it was downloading data. Technically correct, but it would be very bad if you hope to reuse the downloader, because it returns something that's part of something else. Vibe coding is a temporary problem. As large language models improve, the issue will completely go away. Even so, I tested a new, more structurally sound approach where you speak very clearly about program architecture, and the results were extremely nice. Very roughly speaking, the main technique that does the architecture is called a DSL, a dotted notation DSL, sometimes also called a fluent API, where DSL stands for domain specific language. So, any time you come up with a vocabulary for any reason, you can just refer to it as a domain-specific language, a DSL. Done right, it also has been referred to as writing down the code of your dreams, which is how I think about it. You just have to take an extra second to make sure that the words don't just flow together, but are very meaningful. In fact, the best way of expressing something. Instead of saying app.userAddUserPass, you say application account sign up user pass. It just flows. It's very fluent. It is a language specific to the domain of your application, and it sounds as English as programming can possibly get. Instead of crazy functions or commands that you have to look up, like on Unix, for example, you have account change password, system send email, account upgrade to pro, product purchase, home, find all light. Each light, light.turnOn. Not only can you tell what's going on, but you can probably remember it, and it reads beautifully and clearly. So, the problem with decorating your program with a beautiful, dreamy, domain-specific language is it will, one way or another, take a lot longer to code everything. These are extra steps, sometimes large extra steps. No one can justify an extra month of development just to speak beautifully. And you know it. In some cases, all this beautiful code would take an extra year. It would totally happen, and probably a lot more often than we imagine. Sometimes, under pressure, one would need to remove all the beautiful code just to avoid delaying development further. So, a beautiful, flowing, domain-specific language is scary. Or rather, it was. I just spent a few days creating an application architecture that is beautifully spelled out in a domain-specific language, with things like application.workspace.loadfile, application.commander.history.undo, or commander.actionPrintTextHello. It is a beautiful thing. For the purpose of testing, I avoided putting in code beyond the structural stuff. I didn't really program the application. The DSL took a lot longer than just doing it the ugly way. And for the purpose of this test, I wanted to create a structural skeleton. Then I told the AI to try to fix the program that I spent all those hours pampering and familiarizing myself with. It made a very powerful pass, adding code that the DSL described so very well. I created an extremely sturdy skeleton, and the AI understood everything perfectly. I carefully examined some 400 lines of code of the now 600-line program, and it is perfect. There are absolutely no sequence problems. Everything is in the right spot because of spelling everything out so nicely. If you map your program out with nested objects like application.commander.actions, and then all the functions, the stuff that actually gets executed, like undo, redo, load, save, start, stop, exit, add scene, open window, the AI will perfectly understand the code. And then you can easily tell it to add stuff, which is an act of refactoring. This is not really like the dark magic of vibe coding, because the beautiful DSL shows where everything goes. It's not blind refactoring, because you know where to add a spot for whatever the AI needs to do. And it will know what to connect it with, because all your naming is so extremely informative. While I have a mountain of tests left, this was just preliminary testing. A beautiful, verbose application architecture could make vibe coding, which now becomes non-architectural as you take care of all the structure, pretty much acceptable. And guess what? The resulting AI-generated code is readable. No spaghetti code here. Meaning you can understand where AI put things, and you can now grasp the relatively clear and flat code. Furthermore, sitting down to map out an application for which you have a pretty good idea for, but without all the programming, really accelerates the development of a new project. And you really don't have to worry about the code not being there. The AI seems to understand where everything goes, precisely because you name everything so beautifully and so informatively.